what more can you do, you know, at this point? I mean, you said you're healthy. What more can be done?
You know, I got to just continue to work as much as I can. You know, I'm not the coach. I'm not putting myself in the game. So when they do call my number, you know, I got to be ready.
So do you say, do you have to get Sean Jefferson's ear at all? Do you have to show him more in practice?
I feel like I've done my fair share in practice, you know. They call plays for me, you know. I go out there and do what I can. So when things don't go the way you want them to on Sundays, you know, you're kind of down about it. But I'm going to continue. There's a new week. You know, we've got 12 weeks left, so I'm going to continue to do as much as I can.
How is the back, by the way?
Feeling good. Feeling good at practice. Felt good. Ready to get rolling.
How about just the challenge again? You've played Michael Vick before. You know what you're
doing. Actually, I didn't play in that game. I was – something was wrong. I forget what injury I had. I didn't play against him. But, I think we hit him quite a few times that game. Got a few sacks, so that's a plus.
When you see a quarterback that's turned the ball over 11 times himself, does that seem like an opportunity to a defensive line?
Definitely. You take that into consideration, but we have to go make him cause fumbles. We can't just assume he's got to make him make turnovers. We can't assume he's just gonna do it just to do it. You know, we got to be in his face as D-line. We have to put pressure in his face and hopefully make him throw some turnovers and DBs catch the ball.
How important was this bye just to get away with more?
I think it was good. Yeah, I think mentally, the perfect time. We just got so caught up and playing tight and just. It was good to get away and come back, kind of refreshed and, a little more energy. You can see the energy kind of, pumped back in this locker room. And, I think it was a perfect time for it. I mean,
you know,